In Egypt, the country's longtime ruler is gone, but some fear a return to the way things were under Hosni Mubarak. This week, the Egyptian cabinet issued a decree that criminalizes the kind of protests, demonstrations, and sit-ins that brought down Mubarak's regime. The cabinet says the move is meant to allow the country to return to normal. Protesters say it's a return to business as usual. Egypt's ruling military council has yet to approve the measure, but the army has already been cracking down on protesters in its own way, as the world's Ben Gilbert reports.
28-year-old Ali Sohi, an Egyptian actor, walked through Tahrir Square earlier this month on his way to work. He says he saw military police detain some protesters who had set up tents and recognized some of his friends among the detainees. He got on the phone to a lawyer. That's when the military police detained him, too. The soldiers took me to the Egyptian Museum, and inside I saw a lot of people who were beat up, he says. Then, Sohi says, the soldiers started to beat him. I fell on the ground. I was paralyzed, he says. I couldn't breathe, and they began to beat me more and use electric shock in sensitive places. Sohi was taken to a military prison with other protesters. He says there, soldiers produced Molotov cocktails and knives that they said belonged to the protesters. Sohi says the soldiers videotaped the scene and put it on state TV. A military prosecutor came. Sohi and others were accused of being thugs, and some were convicted of crimes. He says he was let go because he's an actor and has connections. His right arm is still severely bruised a week later. They did not arrest thugs. They arrested good people, Sohi says. People who sell tea and flags and sell things in the square. And the soldiers said they are thugs. The criminals are the soldiers who made the arrests, not us. Egyptian activists and human rights advocates say that day, March 9th, was a turning point. Egypt's military detained and beat dozens of people. An Amnesty International report released this week says it was even worse for women. They were beaten, given electrical shocks, and subjected to strip searches that were photographed by male soldiers. And there's more. Women say a male doctor tried to determine whether they were virgins. Some were accused of being prostitutes.
The number one human rights concern right now in Egypt is the fact that the army is trying to appear tough and to deter crime and to restore public safety.
Hossam Bagant is with the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. He says torture and arbitrary detentions are not the only problems right now. He says hundreds, if not thousands, of civilians have been sentenced to long prison terms in military courts.
They are given extremely short and summary trials without access to adequate legal defense, and sometimes without even knowing the charges that they are facing, and sentenced to heavy jail terms that are then announced on state-owned media in an attempt purportedly to deter crime and restore public safety.
Few, if any, Egyptians beyond those directly affected by the detentions know about the torture and military court trials. Most Egyptian newspapers and TV outlets don't report it. Elijah Zarwan of the International Crisis Group says that's because the army is the most respected institution in Egypt right now. Complaints about army abuses seem to fall on deaf ears.
I think for a lot of people, there's a real desire to have at least one functioning state institution, some anchor of stability in the country. And so whatever respect for the army they had before February 11th, that's only been reinforced by this craving for some sort of stability and some sort of continuity in the country at a time of great uncertainty.
Rights activists and others say they understand that the army has been thrust into governing a country of 80 million people at one of the most difficult periods in recent Egyptian history, and it's not easy. But they say that doesn't excuse their actions. The army, for their part, has denied any abuses are taking place. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.